Holy Ghost chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And he, when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. He was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And he answered, Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So I taught some years ago and said, because there's this dichotomy in this where people think God can lead me to be tempted. And then you corroborate with James that said, God cannot tempt any man. Neither can he be tempted with evil. He doesn't give what he cannot take. A temptation happens when a man goes after his own lust and sin, and sin is complete and death. James chapter 1. And then people go and say, if God cannot be tempted or he doesn't tempt, then who tempted Jesus? None of that. And I've told you, I said, he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil. So that's a better way to put it. He was not led of the Spirit to be tempted. No. He was led by the Spirit of God to the wilderness. Apparently he fasted there. So he was led by the Spirit of God to the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil. That's a better rendition. So I said, am I writing my own version of the Bible? I said, that's a big work. We are still working on Book of Spiritual Growth. We are saying you should write out of that. You know what that is? So sometimes you give kudos to those who wrote it. But as much as possible, where we need to correct some things, syntax, grammatic error, you know, just basics of education. Alright, so he was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness where he was tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. How many of you have fasted 40 days before? I have. Anyone here? Up. 40 days? You can't be in this church last year and you didn't fast 40 days. We did 40 days. So, except you, okay, you don't want to lie, so fine. Maybe one of the days you took pancake. Pancake doesn't really break fast, right? But it's called breakfast. Pancake is a breakfast, amen. Yeah, so you fasted 40 days before? If you're in Glorious Church, then you have. Okay, I'm seeing some faces. Alright, good. So you fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And then the next thing, the devil comes. And he said, if you are God's son, command that these stones be made bread. And he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Again, he's quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. We are still going to go there because of his teaching. But Jesus is literally giving response from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. Verse 1 to 6. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of God's mouth. So Jesus was tempted. Temptation means, don't forget, right of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15, helps us to understand that Jesus was in all ways tempted as we are. Right? In all ways. He said, we don't have an high priest who does not know the feelings of our weaknesses. But he was in all ways tempted as we, and was faultless. You are faultless in the name of Jesus. You ride through temptations. That means temptations comes from the gates of the ear, the gates of the eyes. Pastor Christian actually will call it the channels. It's the channels, channels of your spirit. The channels that lead to your spirit. Because they say the eyes, the hands, the ears. And those are places where temptation could come from. But that's not what we're going to. He said, command that these stones be turned to bread. Guess what Matthew called that? A temptation. Meaning, stones are not meant to turn to bread. Interesting. The devil tempts a man in two ways. with his pain and with his needs. Two ways. With what we need and with what is giving us pain. And the truth is, there is nobody here who has not had one of the two. Either. It's either you have been in pain or you have need. If I ask that, who has a need in the house? Anyone? You have a need. Need, and not want. You say, I need Arsenal to win the league. That's not a need. I want it. If it doesn't happen in the next 200 years, I really don't care. You know, at some point in your life, you just outgrew all this nonsense football tribalism. I think I'm already outgrowing it. Whether by cook or by, whether they have forced me to outgrow it, or something else has happened, I don't know. I'm just, this football is football now, amen? But I don't need Arsenal to win the league. It's not a need. Nothing is going to happen to my life if they don't. DSTV bills is not a need. You want to have access to a DSTV subscription. That's not a need. If at an extent, education is not a need. Amen. I say, oh, pastor. It's not. You want to be educated so that you can have access to maybe these kind of jobs, but it's not a need. It's not like the world is going to stop. But if you don't eat for 40 days and 40 nights, I bet everything I have that you have a need of food. Temptation comes with our pain and our needs. Listen to me, Glorious House Church. It means the devil is not far from your needs. He knows exactly what you need. I'm not saying God, though. The devil. He knew Jesus needed it. So he said, why not turn these stones to bread? I think we just call the stones to bread. Amen. And what the devil does is he finds a quick fix for your need. He can give you a quick fix. So quick that you don't have to bother God. You know, just, I've been praying, God, I need this. I need this job. I need this. You know, I need this. I need that. And then he just gives you a quick fix. So you don't just bother God. Don't bother disturbing God. Why not just turn these stones to bread? And many times, as believers, we really want to. There is nothing sweeter than stones to bread. Fast. We are in a world of fast. You know, just say, you know, every ad is about fast and reliable. Right? So we are swift. We are fast. Everybody's advertising fast food. You know, in those days, not, and I said those days as though I'm a 70-year-old man. I'm a young man. I'm 16. But when I was younger, to get pounded yam, you have to pound yam. That's why it's called pounded yam. I learned to pound yam. I pounded yam in our house before. My wife can testify to it. We're pounding together. And when the cocoa, when we're eating and we saw one cocoa, it's both of us that did cocoa. Nobody needs to look at anybody. Yeah, we are guilty. Amen? So, but I was taught to pound yam. Every Sunday afternoon. Except when we are all tired collectively. Maybe there was a deliverance in church or something. And you know, people have demons. So, you know, so we don't pound yam. But he pound. But suddenly, there's a fix. You pour one flour. Right, I don't even know how to prepare the one. You pour, but it's flour and water. And then you begin to stir. How can you stir pounded yam? (Laughter) Sounds like a devil's kind of quick fix. I say, okay, it's not pounded. It's poundo. We must learn to realize in our walk of faith God has a process. See, faith is not you trusting God for what you cannot do. Faith is you honoring God regardless of the outcome. Faith is not God. I just need you to do this for me. No. Faith is whether you do it or not. I really don't care. The walk of faith, W-A-L-K, a walk of faith with God is not depending on results. That's a big deal for the Nigerian church. We glorify results. I'm not saying results are bad. God loves results. He wants the world saved. That's a result. But our walk of faith is not result based. Look at Abraham. Like I said, faith is not you asking God for what you can't do. It's about honoring God in the way He says you should do it. Abraham had to wait for a child. But guess what? He could have had hundreds. He didn't need two ladies to have Ishmael. They gave Baba one chance. Just take a girl. Just fast. He had a child. See that what I've been saying? That was fast. One. He didn't. After Hagar. Let's try Paga. After Paga. Let's try Kaga. No. Aga. One time. Abraham. Ishmael. But what is faith? Faith is waiting for Isaac. Let me shock you small. The proof of faith was not even Isaac. Before you say Jesus, remove Jesus from the picture. The proof of faith was that he waited. Faith is in the means, not in the end. The end justifying the means is not a faithful term. In walking with God, the means is more important than the result. Are you listening to me tonight? The way you get there is more important to God than what you got. The work of faith is not giving God orders. By this time next year, Lord. God, 2025! I proclaim, I decree, I declare, I... whatever. This must happen. And you think, oh, my faith has worked when it happens. Did you even have faith at all? That's baby. It's only a baby that comes to you and says, you must do this for me now. If you don't do it for me, you don't love me. A mature man knows, you know what? If mommy does not do it, it's not like he does not love me. It's not like she doesn't love me. Maybe she doesn't have. Not saying God doesn't have. Now, mothers. On campus, we had a program like that, and we had an altar call. And one sister came and said, she had I've shared it with you before. You know how many of you were in church then? She had ZE or D. And she wants God to turn it to an A. she just got saved. How am I going to explain to her? I have to break into the lecturer's office to turn a D to an A. So I smiled. I said, we'll pray about it. Well, that's not how it works though. He said, no, tell your God to do something about it. Eventually they added some points to their results, you know, the way they say too much people failed, so she had a C. And then she came to me and said, God did it. You're a man of God. And I was looking at her. That's not faith. No, at that point, I said it was faith, though. Ah. In fact, I wanted to publish it in a journal. I prayed and did unto C. Because I prayed. God, this soul must not go. It was an hard-fought soul. That's not faith. On Sunday, last Sunday, Light called me. Light, you know Light? But Pam's son. He's two now, yeah? He's not two yet. He called me Pato. And he called me and said I should pick the stick for him. The drumstick. 1 year, 9 months, or thereabout. Pato. And the mother was saying, he likes to send the pastor. I don't know. So I went there and I picked a stick for him. And he continued drumming. When he's 15, if they born his mother and father well together, I mean, both of them together, he should call pastor. I will press the 10th gift of the Spirit. Its power, utterance, you will see different kinds of miracles. It's the 10th gift. I will press it. It doesn't see something. It doesn't do something. It doesn't say something. They press it in. I will conquer. There are things God allow because you're small. That doesn't mean that is the process. Are you listening to me tonight? The walk of faith is not to order God around. You just say, oh, God, if you don't do this. And then when he does it, then he says, yes, my faith worked. If after having faith, what you have to show is a thing, you didn't have faith. That's not waiting. At the end of faith, what you must have found is God. Not something. Like I said, the means is more important than the end. Abraham waited after many years. God says, you see that child you got? That Isaac. Go and sacrifice him. And he took Isaac and he bonded him. So, I was like, I can see the fire. I can see the, you will see. He laid him on the stick. That's the proof. And what he waited for was not Isaac. What he waited for was God himself. Sometimes God gives you something and he asks for it back. This is a truth a lot of Christians don't want to hear. Because we have built our faith on results, not what God says. And I hope this changes the way you walk with God. I really do. In the process, you find God. God is your most prized asset. It can't be money. It can't be fame. The proof that you know God cannot be money. It cannot be things. Now, I'm not saying money is bad. I love money. I like it a lot. In the famous, in the world of famous wise man, money stops nonsense. So, I like to have it. So that the nonsense doesn't come to me. How many of you like money? Anyone here? I like it. Very well. So I'm not against having money. I know there are people who talk poverty because, you know, and it's always funny because it's always hypocritical. When they don't have money, they say it's not about what you drive, it's what drives you. What does it mean, sensuality? Because you don't have a car. I say it's not about what you drive, it's what drives you. You are driving crazy like this now. So when you don't have a car, there's a point in your life where God begins to take care of you. Shut up. There's this superiority complex where we just think that God is only on your own side. And everything, God's faith and faithfulness just revolves around you. Anybody that mistreats you, go down. No, it's not going to happen. God loves everybody the same way he loves you. The fact that someone mistreats you doesn't mean that something bad will happen to them. No. They might even grow beyond you. Jacob cheated Esau. And Jacob was promoted by God. Might not be what you like to hear. No, we are looking at stones to bread. I know where I'm coming from. God works in the process. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm not saying the proof that you know God is not money. Sometimes it's envy that is talking. When the church is small, you say the proof that God is in a place is not because it's big. It's not because it's big. Some people gather crowd and they are doing nonsense. God does not know them. Then when you gather your own crowd, now say he's the God of numbers. You have packaged envy and put it in KJV. you are breathing envy in King James Version. Let's go back to where we're coming from. The proof of faith is not what you got. Oh, I've been trusting God for this thing. I've been trusting God for that thing. You know, it must happen to me. Sometimes it's not even materialistic. I know people who are talking, trusting God for maybe like a phase in their life. This thing should pass. The proof that you're waiting on God is not that thing passing. Did you find him in the waiting? Your most prized asset must be not the gift, but the giver. Follow God, not things. Follow God. The greatest proof of your faith is not what you got. Is did you find God in the waiting? Pastor, I've been praying to God to take away this habit. This thing, no, just take it away. I've fasted and I'm praying and I'm waiting on God and I've been having faith for it. Come. If you think the proof of your faith is finally the thing going, that's okay. That's what everybody wants, right? You should go. That's not the proof of the faith. You must get to a point where, whether it happens or not, whether I get this or not, whether I receive this from God or not, you know what? I found God. That's tough to swallow. But that's exactly how the walk of faith looks. I went somewhere, and some years ago, I mean 3 years ago, it's 2025. Yeah, 2022 or 2021, like I'm not really sure. And to teach somewhere. And so there was someone who was sick, terribly sick. And In fact, they told me already before I came there that I was going to lay hands on the person. And I said, don't worry, it'll be healed. So when I lay hands on him, nothing happened. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He was looking at me. But you have to, everything you say I should listen to, I've listened. Everything you say I should do, I've done. I followed the instruction of faith. Yeah? You yet to be healed. I've done everything. Say, what's happening now? What's happening? I don't know. My own job is to pray for you. Say, but I have not healed. I said, you're not the first person I'm praying for that will not be you, though. The people that were telling me, like, which kind of minister of God is this one? You're not the first person I'm praying for that will not be you, though. Huh? There's one time like that, self, that I even prayed for someone else. So I told them, I said, I want you healed, right? But you see, the proof that I'm walking in God's plan, whether you are healed or not, I know Christ is the healer. Have I ministered to hundreds who have been healed? Yes. Are there folks who have ministered to who were not healed? Yes. What is my stance? Christ is the healer. You see, I am not laying hands to the ancients so that you can see that God is using this one and he heals the sick around. I have found him. I'm only trying to minister it to you. If it happens, great. God be praised. If it does not, I will persist. Eventually we persisted. And the brother was healed after 7 months. In fact, the healing was so slow. My time even told me that that brother is fine. And I said, yeah, I've stopped praying for him for like, I had to 3 months ago. I will not lie to you. He told it 3-4 months. I mentioned his name in prayer at all. I know you might watch this later and all of that. Bless God for your life. You are youth. What am I saying? You hear, you now start going home and say, what happened? Yes, I said it. I said power. I said go, it goes. The proof that the Spirit of God dwells in me is not because I lay hands on the sick and they are healed. Whether it happens or not, I found him in the go. That is your walk of faith. If your faith, if after waiting on God, what you found is something you have not waited, go back. Stones. Command these stones that they be turned to bread. That's where we are, right? Is that not where we are? The devil wants to skip the process. Actually, a quick fix for the need. Jesus is hungry. I said, the devil will come to you in 2 ways. Temptation will come through pain and through a need. Through pain and through need. So Jesus, hungry, 40 days. This guy must be famished. Command that these stones be turned to bread. If you are the Son of God, you are too big. How many of us feel like that sometimes? I'm too spiritual to be going through this. I've had God to watch so much. This cannot be happening to me. I cannot be wondering. I cannot be finding needs like this. Who are you? Not to turn stones to bread. The devil is giving you a quick fix. Don't take it. See, you can give a generous donation like this. Say, believers meeting is coming. I'm going to give 20 million naira. Let's assume that's a generous donation. No. I'm going to give $100,000. Amen? The amen is low. Amen! Some, that's a dollar. Calm down. Someone can give that kind of money. And the next day, he will lose something big. A contract. How? Wow, I thought I just gave something to God. Nothing like this should be happening to me. That's not how it works. Let me talk like this time, you see. Baby girl. That's not how it works. Find God. You want bread. It can't come from stones. Alright. Go to Hebrews. Let me show you something. You must form this in your heart. God is good. God is faithful. He is the healer. He is generous God. He's a generous God. He's a powerful God. Huh? He dwells in my heart by faith, right? Huh? I've got eternal life by faith. Huh? He lives in me and walks through me. You see, those are settled in my heart. No matter what I see, he doesn't change. Hebrews 11, let me show you something. Learning something. Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Of course, the word things there is pragma. Actually refers to events, P-R-A-G-M-A, refers to events, the events of the resurrection, the events of Christ's redeeming and all of that. So it says faith, talking about faith in the Old Testament, it says is a substance of things to perform and the evidence of events they had not seen. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Say a good report. Now let me show you something. Let's go forward. Look at verse 39. So in the beginning of the chapter, it tells you the elders obtained a good report, right? By faith. But look at verse 39. And all this, after mentioning all their names, Moses, Rahab, Samson, David, Jephthah, Barak, Joseph, Jacob, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, all of them. Then he says, All these people, verse 39, having obtained a good report through faith, did not receive the promise. So, the substance of their faith was not the result. It wasn't the end of, oh, now, after their faith, this thing now happened. There's a report, there's a result. The report leads to the result. Right? Reminds me of a dear brother like that. Got 23rd in a class of 25th. It was 25th position. Now they don't write position in schools anymore. I don't know why. Because they say that they don't discourage a child. Tell him what he got. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm old school. You say, the child is drawing nonsense. And you say, ooh, Donald, that's a good one. That's not a good one. I'm going to tell the child, you might not know how to draw, but maybe there are other things you can explore. How many kalomar are in NFT? You know NFT? You know, it's a weird drawing. It's an autistic. You say, why did you sit down and draw autistic horse? Draw autistic cow. I cannot buy this drawing. I cannot encourage you. Let me encourage the real artists. Amen. Let's encourage the real people. Not every child can run. Now say there's no first, there's no second, there's no third. No! If my child is the eighth, tell him, oh God, there were seven people faster than you. We are not saying you are the eighth. You are not as fast as the other seven. Right? He said, I know it. You know it. Good, you know it. Don't bother to run next time. So this brother got 25th out of 28th in class. He now took TPS. No TPS. No, you know TPS.
Okay, good.
He now rubbed the two. TPS away the two. So he made 5th. Even managed 5th. Not like one idiot when I was in primary school. He changed to 1st. So when he got home, the father just turned the report card to the back. You know, the defense will work on the two in front, but from the back, he has 52. Now that's 25. Because to get a result, there were reports. Maths, red. F1, F9. English, F9. Integrated science, F9. Then you are 50. How? There's the report. There's the result. The elders obtained a good report. Meaning, even though they did not see Christ, God said, you have done well. The substance of faith is not in what you got. It's in what you found. It's in the report. How do we go? I just said now. Huh? Okay, good. The drums are 8. God, help us to trust you, not to turn stones to bread. Deuteronomy 8. Verse 1, all the commandments which I command you this day, you observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. Can we read verse 2 together, everybody? And you will remember all the way which the Lord God led you this 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you, and to prove you, and to know what was in your heart. To humble you, to prove you, to know what is in your heart. Who has another version? Another version says to test you. Who has tests in yours? You have tests in yours. What version is that? Gideon. Ha. How did you get the Gideon Bible? Okay, there's a big Gideon Bible now. Okay. Sorry, I'm only familiar with KJV. When you hear Gideon, you tell yourself, why would you know me should get Gideon? That's why I wanted to ask you that blue Gideon. Alright. To test you. So, Moses is saying, 40 years. Listen, this was a scripture Jesus was quoting. When he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. We're gonna get there. 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years. And Moses is saying, the end point of that test is to see whether you know God. I'm getting there. You'll find out. It says to test you. Have you tested something before? If you buy a car, you will test it, right? But that's not really testing. You know, a friend went to get a car one time. And they tested it. But when he got home, have you had some cars before that? You do like this. Before you open the car. before you open the, before you, as you just get to the car, it falls like this. So there's a man I know that. First guy is to the car. Is a Kia? No, Kia is a car that can make your mechanic tell you that I know another mechanic that can help us. That will now tell you, we'll just take it to my ogre that taught me work. So he called me. He said, we tested it. I said, you did not. He said, no. Emoji, we tested this thing now. I said, you did not. When I got my, I know we did not test it. That's not testing. Test is done in time. You drove something to the road, came back. He said, you have tested it. Has it rained? You don't even know where the car that you bought, whether when it rains, the inside is a jacuzzi. You don't know. And you say you tested it. Did you climb up you? When you are testing, you know, you look for free road. You didn't stay in traffic, put your leg on the brake while you still on drive and hear the kind of glorious sounds that will come out. So I told him, I said, did you test it now? He said, nah. So that's not test. Test is done in time. It takes time to test. And there is nothing God uses that he doesn't test. Sometimes we don't know the meaning of use me, Lord. So people just say, use me, Lord, use me, Lord. You know the meaning. Has someone used me before? Have you had breakfast before? Anyone here? Chop breakfast? Anyone? Just hands up. We are in church now. We are family. You chop breakfast? Good. Up. Up now, up very well. Good. Broadway, how far? You've not chopped breakfast before. Buffet. Buffet, buffet. Maybe food, breakfast. Let's use a breakfast for an example. When you say breakfast, it's not food though. But have you felt someone used you before? You have been used before. I'm not saying. Any, like, maybe place of work. Let me see. Someone used, and you say, they used me in that place. NYSC? Good. That's exactly what it means for God to use you. You know, people think, okay, God is using me. I just, that means I'll see myself in Rolls Royce. You know, there'll be like a convoy. Because I'm going to preach, right? So one day there'll just be a convoy. And then people just say, pastor is coming, pastor is coming. And then allow and say, okay, are we ready? Pastor is here now. That one, you had one using God. If God used you, be asking question. Who they use me like this? So when you are praying, you modify the prayer. Every time I pray, use me, Lord. One third of every time, I'm crying. Because over the years, I know what it means. God used Joseph. They sold him. He went to prison. He went to Potiphar's house. He went to prison. In the pit. All those suffering. And it was not about him. And now tell me that later, Jesus will come from Judah. God used Joseph. Well, we have been tempted to think that God using me means at the end of the day, I'll just be on top. I will not be the one everywhere. No. God drew me it. So he says, God did this 40 years to test you. See how God works. To prove you and what is in your heart, whether you keep his commandment or not. Verse 3 says, and he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you don't know, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Look at that. 40 years, what God's grand aim was to make you know. Can't he just tell us from Egypt? 40 years. And he says, the entire 14 years was about knowing something. That means we can tell that the wilderness is over the moment you know the Lord is your most important asset. 40 years and everything was so that you can know that man will not live by bread alone. It's not about what you get. That's not the work of faith. The work of faith is what you find. What you find in the waiting. Many Christians want stones to turn to bread. That's what they want. They want it now. Many have left churches for it. Oh, many have left Christ even to say, why can't a stone turn to bread now? What's God doing? What's God doing? And God is saying, if you are going to have it very well, it can't come from stones. The devil came to Jesus. If you are the Son of God, I command you. You now command stones to turn to bread. He puts you in the space of as though you are the one commanding. Command these stones to turn to bread. Well, guess who is commanding? Him. And so many people go, they get into it. They want to prove something. He wants you to prove something. If you are living your life to prove something, there's a high chance you're already in error. Many live their life. Their entire life is about proving something to others. I will show you that I'm going to get married. I'll show you that I can get married this year. I've said it now. Did I not tell you? So you're trying my year. Did I not tell you? So you eat stones. Even if you paint it the color of bread, it's a stone. If you paint a car, it doesn't change the engine. Amen. God works with processes. You want to do something for the Lord. You want to attain a height for the Lord. He's not going to come overnight. God works in processes. But what the devil wants you to do is right now and right here, turn this stone to bread. Turn it around. Did Elijah not call down fire? Holy Bali. Someone showed me the song at work today. I was just laughing. It's a good song there. Holy Bali something, call down fire. Ojuti, Holy Bali. I don't know if you have heard that song. Okay. It's a nice song. I think it's a Kerubu song. I like it. So you do. You just want to, I want that fire now. I remember when I was younger. I told God, younger because I'm still very young. So I told God, whose phone is that? So I told God, I said, to prove to me that you are God and you are alive, I need someone to give me so amount tomorrow. At secondary school. I just need God to prove something to me. And he did not. In fact, I lost money. I'm serious. I lost money. I was looking for it. So I became angry. God even real. And God told me, who are you? I heard it like someone was talking to me in my room. We used to use louvers. When I was growing up. You know louvers? I had to peep from the window. I opened the curtain and I peeped from the window. I didn't see anybody. I removed one louver just to see. Is there so? I heard it clearly. Who are you? For me to prove something to you. So I grew up knowing that God has nothing to prove. I lay there and nothing happened. Yeah, what? What will you do? Faith is not God answering you at every beck and call. Faith is you answering him. Whether he answers you or not. We are growing up in the name of the Lord Jesus. The most important thing is not bread. It's God. So God works in the process. Man wants it now. God works it in the process. I say it this way. You know, and I said this when we were just four members. Camera, there's no camera. We didn't even have a microphone to record teachings. Then at some point we got one, you know. Our first speaker was, you know, this sitting room speaker. Those small boom, boom. I used to play music in the sitting room. So we connected. Broshola, how did you do it? Then to record message, you will now put a recorder, you voice recorder on your phone. We put it to the speaker. That's how we're recording messages. I said, one day we are going to have millions listening to God's word in Glorious House Church. I didn't hear an amen. Amen. But you see, that is not the proof. You see this. This journey is the walk of faith. It's not faith when it happens. It's faith as you're walking. God anointed David, the son of Jesse. Samuel did not say, you will be king. He said, you are the king of Israel. Guess who was being chased? The king. Willy Bally. The king was running for his life from the rejected king. Who should God be beating? As Saul is running after David, David should be saying, now, I'll count three, two, one, go! Saul, fall down and die. So say, who? I throw you two spear. David should be running to God in the corner and say, but you said I am the king of Israel. You said it. You anointed my head with oil. God said, I have anointed you. What else do you need? You are the king. It's the process. You think you are the king when you get to the throne? No. God is seeing a king now. And there's a test. Moses said, he tested you 40 years to see whether what you want is bread or what you want is him. What a failed test looks like when you have bread. And that's all you've got. There are Christians. All they have is bread. All they have, all they can show is bread. Where is God? Ah, but it's God that gave me bread. Are you sure? That's a failed test. God wants to give you bread, but it won't come from stones. It takes a process. Sometimes it takes a lifetime. Are you ready to actually walk with God? Or you just like the idea of walking with God? There's an idea of walking with God. When I walk with God, all my needs are met, all my bills are paid. You know, this happens to me. And then when I just pray like this, before I say A, God has said B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. As I say Q, God say R, S, C. that's your idea of faith. That's your idea of, when I just say go, it goes. When I just say come, it comes. Yes, God is in this place. Do you know where I am? God answers me. That's your idea of faith. And God is saying, no. The real deal is when bread does not matter to you. So Jesus told the devil, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. Meaning, in these 40 days, my focus is not to get bread. My focus is to live by the word. That's the result I want. I want a life where bread doesn't matter. As long as the word of God is on my side, as long as I've got the word, take your bread. Even if I lose everything, I still got the word. I'm okay. You know what the devil wants you to do tomorrow? To turn stones to bread. Don't want the process. Don't want the process. Don't want the process. Any, there are believers that at any junction of hardship, they are gone. You think they are fervent? You think they are on fire? Wait till the wilderness strikes. And I pray for you. That when the rubber hits the road, you will not turn back. Because sometimes it's tough. Oh my. Sometimes it's tough. It's tough. Almost as though you can't find God in the places where he dwells. Where is God? I told the teaching. Where is God when bad things happen? Theology in bad times. It was a question I asked myself many years ago. Where's God when bad things happen? Have I loved people and prayed for them and they still died? Yes. Does that make God evil? No. Does that make me trust him again tomorrow? Yes. Because man shall not live by bread. Have I trusted God for something? Something so precious. And then it eventually came and God told me not to take it. Yes. Yes. Will I still trust him tomorrow? Yes. Will I still ask him, should I take it or not? Because what I've found is more than bread. I found him. May you find him. The process is different for everybody. So sometimes, you must be careful not to have that elder brother syndrome. You know, there's elder brother syndrome. The elder brother did not collect his own inheritance. The younger brother collected all of his, squandered it, came back and got a party. You're wondering, God, see me sacrificing everything for you. See someone that is not even doing half. The same God that walked with David, worked with Esau. Esau did not dwarf. What did Esau do? Do you know what David did? David took a man's wife, slept with her, sent the husband to the war front, asked the soldiers to retreat, let them kill him. What did Esau do? He took food. The same God walk with God. Stop comparing your life with other people's own. Why is this person having this kind of result? Why is this person having this kind of life? Why is he living this kind of, you know, I'm here, I am here, I am da, 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 da. Find God, not bread. Find God. We are going to pray tonight. Oh. Like I said, God wants to give you bread. It's not going to come from stones. So the devil came to Jesus. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to turn to bread. And Jesus looked at him and said, I'm hungry. I'm not desperate. I may be hungry, but I'm not desperate. That must be your mantra. That was the opposite of Esau. Hungry and desperate. He sold eternity for a morsel of porridge. He turned stones to bread. Quick fix. If this can fix my hunger, I don't care. Pastor, you know, since when I've been looking for a job, I have someone now. You're not telling me anything about leading of the Spirit. Ah, stone yama jebeni. When your stomach turns and it's need of surgery, don't say it's the devil. No. There are two ways the devil will get to you: your pain and your need. Watch those areas. When I've got peculiar needs, I'm always a bit more watchful. In it, I'm watchful. And that's what I told you. I said, when a door opens, check who opened it. Not every open door is from God. Check who opened it. Why is the door open? Yeah, I know, I prayed. Who opened it? Is it God? Because the devil is closer to your needs than you know. It's closer. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you with me? Are you in church? Don't prove points. Don't prove point. If you build your life on proving points, I'll prove to you, I will prove that I can also build a ministry. No, I told you that before. Oh. I'll prove that you living. Yes. You. See. If you are competing with me, you are competing with the air. I have no competition. I see nobody. I walk with God. And if today, I'm saying it again, he asks me to stop Glorious House Church, I will do it without looking back. If he says I should step down as a pastor, I will. What I have found is not the microphone. It's him. He is the one that steers the journey. Not me. I don't instruct him. He instructs me. You must get there. Are you listening to me this evening? Don't prove any point to anybody. If you build your life trying to prove points, the devil will make you a deal. He will make you a deal. And you will mortgage more than you can afford. I pray for you. You will not be vulnerable to the devil. Amen. Don't turn stones to bread. Don't. Don't. Command you. Turn these stones to bread. You are too big to be hungry. They owe you. What's all about you? Sometimes we overestimate ourselves. I was telling a dear pastor, I said, you are one. I said, we are one. One. Nigeria is about 300 million. Africa is about how many billions now? 1.7? Ah, it's more than that. Let's say 3 billion. The world is estimated to be about 7 billion. I said, that's the earth. Then you zoom out of the earth. And then you see other planets. And then that's all those other planets now have galaxies, have you? And then there's now the Milky Way. Everybody now goes into a black hole and there are several black holes. I said, and you will stand and say, I command God to put down that hand. So we must learn to maintain a sane estimate of ourselves. What you should find is God, not bread. Psalm 127. Start closing now. I think we'll continue next week. You love the teaching? I do. It's a retreat teaching. Psalm 127. Verse 1. You're familiar with this one. Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchman is staying awake in vain. Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. They will build it, but it's in vain. They get the bread. But it's not God's bread. It's a quick fix. Except the Lord watches the city. See, he's telling you, God must be the center. A dear pastor sent me a message and said, he has been blessed by some of our teachings. Yesterday, he mentioned a few. And I thank God for that. Thank God. That's the reason why we're doing what we're doing. So sure that the nations of the earth have been blessed. Local churches have been improved upon. Even as we also learn from others. And when he said it, something came to my heart. And I told the person that was with me there. I said, listen to what this person just said. I showed it. He read it. So what this person doesn't know is that every time I want to teach, these teachings is in. And I still remember one of those teachings. I knew I told God, give me words to say. I am finished if you don't give me words to say. I know it. I know it. I am finished. If you don't tell me what to tell these people, what will I go and say that? What he is saying is, oh, I'm blessed, sir. This is the fact. He gave the testimony of someone's life that changed because of sin. I said, God, it's you. Except the Lord builds the house, you will build it. It's not the Lord's house. may you not build in vain. Amen. The devil is tricking believers in this day and age to turn stones to bread. In fact, anywhere stones are not being turned to bread, it's not a church. That's what the devil is painting. Yes, result. Yes. Yes, yes, you have the result now. Yes. Our God is the God of result. Yes. You will get the result. But don't just get it from stones. Do it God's way. Pray for myself close. Stones are stones. No matter what you call it, stones are stones. When Jesus was going to multiply bread, he didn't use stones. He said, is there anyone who has bread? Because bread will bring bread. Stones will bring stones. There's no way stones will bring bread. It is the deceit of the devil. It's what he wants to make you think. Yes, I got it. You could get it. It might look like an answered prayer. But who answered it? Be careful of the bargains you make in the times of need. Be careful. Be careful of the bargains you make in the days of lack. Because the devil also knows your need. He's closer to your need than you think. Dear Christian brother, sister, stay watchful. Don't turn stones to bread. Don't do it. Don't. Tell God you want to find them while waiting. What makes David the greatest king in Israel? He was king and he was not in the palace. God knew he had found a man. Every other man needed some palace to be king. They needed some throne. David says, if you call me king, then I'm king. Then God says, that's it. That's it. The journey is more important than the destination. If you find him in the journey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, God, I've been trusting you for so. But you know what? Right now, all I want is you. If this happens, fine. God, I've suffered. God, see how I'm suffering. What else should I do? But it must get to a point where bread is not enough. And when you even see bread, you say, okay, that's good. But that's what it is. It's just bread. I've got something bigger. I found him. That is when you are in faith. Faith walks you through the process. Faith glorifies God in the journey. Doesn't glorify the result. Glorifies God. Faith makes you see him and him alone. If after waiting, I'm waiting on the Lord and I'm waiting on the Lord, and all you've got to show is a good job, you didn't wait on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord, what you've got to show must be him. It has to be him. Abraham got Isaac and he was willing to part with it. Because what you found was more than Isaac. he obtained a good report. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Because that's the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of what they did not see. Find him. Pray it. Sing it. Want it. At the topmost of your desires must always be him. And him. God, I know I've got needs. Oh my God. Oh, I know I've got needs. I know I have a lot of things on my checklist. I want this and this and this. I want this to happen and I want that not to happen. And I want this to happen and I want that not to take place. And I want this even for the church. What if it did not happen? As long as you are still there. My oh my. If it will not happen. As long as I've still got him. I'm fine. His instructions to us. Bread must not be number one. The Lord your God took you to the wilderness to prove you, to humble you, to test you. So that you can know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word. So you give bread, not just from stones, not from quick fixes, not from sharp thinking, not from arranging everything well. Samson arranged everything well. He said, I will arise like every other day. And God was gone. Because if you don't find him, even the bread will go. Bread will finish. Samson pulled. He wrestled the lion. And he used his jaw to kill people. He got to a city. They locked the gate. He took the pillars. And he carried it upon his shoulder. And he was walking. The gate of a city. If you see 400 Philistines on the floor, you don't need to ask who did it. Everybody knows Samson is around. He's got the bread. He's got the sauce. He has it. The result. We can see it. But it finishes. The day God left, Samson said, I know I still got bread. But the bread was gone. Because Jesus is the cup that does not run dry. Find him. Can you pray for yourself tonight?